Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
What a massive couple of weeks or couple of games lie ahead for Tranmere Rovers. It's so tight at the top of the National League. Will they just manage to scrape their way into the playoffs? Of course, huge game this weekend, followed by the final one with Grimsby. So it's Eastleigh, then Grimsby. They need some help from Braintree as well to perhaps lose a game. Let's talk now with a man who I'm sure is biting his fingernails, or will be, come that final day of the season. Let's hope it goes to it. Eric Nixon. Morning to you, Eric.
Good morning, mate.
We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the foundation that you have set up at Tranmere Rovers as well. So we'll start with that one. All the King's men. We've seen what foundations like Five Times have done with Liverpool. They brought all the former players together and created something really positive, both for charity and the club. Tell us about All the King's Men, Eric.
Well, basically, it's a foundation we set up, obviously, on behalf of the late, great Johnny King. We feel as though we had some fantastic times under his management, best manager in my term, obviously, at the club. We feel as though we've got a lot to offer to the fans in the community, in the club. We're working with the club. Mark Palios has kindly told us that we can be part and parcel of the club now. We're working with the trust. We're working with the supporters. We just feel as though we can get the old players in and around the club and get the place buzzing, because, obviously, it's second to none facilities there.
A wonderful sort of service last week for Johnny, and it saw so many of the former players come back together. And I'm sure you were all discussing how you can sort of knit together to make something positive in the future.
Yeah, well, we feel as though, obviously, we had some fantastic times, and the fans were magnificent as they are today. You know, and we do want to stress that it's about the fans today, it's about the players today, it's about going forwards, onwards and upwards. We had our time. It's about whether we can get into the community, get into the hospitals and schools representing Tranmere Rovers, letting them know how good the facilities are, how good the team are, and doing things basically in and around the fans so that we can actually achieve great things. And as you say, this week and next week, you just got to win what's in front of you, and then permutations take care of themselves then.
So with this foundation, last week's game, that was the first time you'd come out and you were saying to fans, look, come and say hello, we'll tell you a little bit more about it. It was yourself and Higgy, was that right?
Yes, we went to the club and we obviously worked as ambassadors in the club, within the club. Peter Shaw's helped us out, and obviously as Mark Palios. We get in around the suites now and we talk to the fans and we bring back some memories of the old days gone by. And then basically, obviously, we've got one or two functions. We've got Ian Muir, a night out with Ian Muir on the 3rd of June. We're actually working with the club now, so we're looking forward to that.
Fantastic stuff, a night with Ian Muir. That's sure to be absolutely engaging.
Well, yeah, when you get the lads together, mate, you only have to be together 5 minutes and all of a sudden the old stories come back. So I can imagine the fans need to get to that. They'll miss the treat if they miss that one.
I mean, it's a really good idea, and it is a way of giving longevity, if you like, to a lot of the great stories about the football club, the positivity about it. And you're going to raise important cash for charity.
As you say, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm the acting chairman, and hopefully we'll get yourself on board somewhere online, as we discussed. But we do want to obviously make sure that Johnny King's family is involved, and the members of the players and the club and the fans are involved, and we're all transparent. So it's something that we're looking forward to. It's something that the club get involved with, and they've been absolutely magnificent with us, as of the trust and the fans. And hopefully we'll let people know when we have these events. We're going to have football matches and golf days and a night with... I mean, I even found a legend came back to me the other day, he's not seen for 10 months, Mark Hughes, believe it or not. No one's seen Mark Hughes for a while, so he came back to me as well.
Yeah, not that Mark Hughes. Your Mark Hughes.
Well, no, that Mark Hughes, as far as we're concerned. The real deal.
Yeah, absolutely. What about Tranmere and their current, I don't want to say plight, it's been a bizarre season for them. As the first half of the season, quite a few negatives there. They seem to get on a hell of a roll, but all of a sudden they feel like they're stuttering at the most important time.
It's a shame, yeah, they've had a great season. I think the home form's let them down, hasn't it? You know, Gary Bradford's under no illusions. The home form's let them down. The fans understand this. They've just got to get out in the droves this week at Grimsby at home. And as I say, you've got to win the home games. Obviously, I think it's in the capability to win at Eastleigh tomorrow. I think the permutations are looking for Braintree to drop a point or two. Win the next two games. That's all you can do, what's in front of you. Once you've done that, obviously it'll take care of itself. But again, you know, I reiterate, we're looking onwards and upwards to the team of the future, which is now, and Gary Bradford and the fans, which is now.
Did you think this season would be as tough as it has been, Eric?
If I'm honest with you, yeah, I did. I mean, you've got to remember, I was at Fleetwood Town with Mickey Mellon when we came through the ranks. So I know exactly the way things work out. It's not a given that you're just going to gain automatic promotion because there are players out there as hungry as anybody else. In hindsight, I think sometimes the facilities Tranmere Rovers and Mark has created at Tranmere work against them because they come to the ground and, you know, it's the best ground in the league by a mile, best pitch by a mile, and teams up the game when they come and play against us. you know, whether they can get over that or not, I mean, I don't know. But it's a fantastic pitch surface to play on. It's a fantastic service facilities upstairs. They've got to put it together for the next two games, win the next two games, and as I say, hopefully they'll get promotion, they'll get into the playoffs.
Yeah, as you said, they've been battling against that thing where some teams have been coming, and they're part-time, some of these players, so they're yeah. looking at, you know, crowds of 5,000 and a magnificent stadium and thinking, wow, this is our cup final.
Well, last week, you know, take last week, for instance, you know, I mean, I think it was, what, 6,000-7,000 people watching the game there. You know, obviously it was unfortunate that they didn't win at Wrexham, but the atmosphere was electric, the facilities were fantastic, everything about the game, the fans got behind the lads. It just wasn't to be on the day, but as I say, we've got to be positive. We're going forward, onwards and upwards. The facilities have worked against them somewhere on the line, but they've got to get that under the belt for the next two games, haven't they? Batten down the hatches, as they say.
Yeah.
Johnny King would say, batten down the hatches, grab your helmet, grab your gun, and go on to war.
Eric, thank you. Take care.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
That's Eric Nixon, former Tranmere Rovers goalkeeper. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.